بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, Alhamdulillah, tonight's Taraweeh, we completed the 21st Juz. And we find in Surah Ar-Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the two superpowers in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one side was the Roman Empire. These were Ahl Kitab, people of the book. They were staunch Christians. And on the other side you had the Persian Empire. They were mushrikeen. They would associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this we find the mushrikeen, the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarrama, would always be in support of the Persian Empire. And they would take it as a good omen that if the Persians defeat the Romans, then here we have mushrikeen who have defeated Ahl-e Kitab. So this is a good omen, this is a sign that we mushrikeen will also one day defeat the Muslims and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we find that approximately 5 years before Hijrah, there was a major battle that took place between the Roman and Persian empires. And it was such that the Persian empire defeated the Romans. And the mushrikeen became extremely happy. They began taunting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that just as our brothers, our fellow polytheists in Persia have gained victory, soon we will also gain victory and defeat you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this, where he says, غُلِبَتِ الرُّومُ فِي أَدْنَ الْأَرْضِ, that Rome or the Roman Empire has been defeated in that part of the land which is closer to Persia. So this is where that battle took place. وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلَبِهِمْ سَيَغْلِبُونَ فِي بِضْعِ سِنِينَ, and after their defeat, they will be victorious in a few years. The word bid'un can be anything from 3 to 10 years. Here it was such that 7 years later, on the occasion of the Battle of Badr, the Muslims face the Quraysh, the Kufar army. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the Muslim army victory over the Quraysh, the news comes that Allah has also given the Romans victory over the Persians. Therefore, the Muslims rejoice. وَيَوْمَ إِذِي يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ. This was something prophesied or promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 7 years earlier, that on that day when Allah will give the Romans victory over Persia, Allah will also give the Muslims victory over the Kufar, and the Mu'minun on that day will rejoice, they will be happy because of the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has come down. So these are the opening verses of Surah Ar-Rum. And thereafter in Surah Ar-Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about various different signs of His Qudrat, His power, His greatness. And Allah also mentions a few examples, logical proofs to show the foolishness of associating partners with Him, that it's impossible. One example that is mentioned is that a person has a business, he is the sole owner of that business. So Allah says that you have a business, you are working or you have established it, and together with this you have slaves or workers who are working for you. So which owner, which businessman gives his slaves a share in his own business and thereafter makes them equal to him, that they can also pass commands and orders and he is also answerable to them? So nobody does something like this. You have your slaves or your employees or those who are under you. So they will remain under you. You will never elevate them and raise them to your level. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of every being. And therefore it is impossible that Allah can raise any of his creation to his level and his status. So various different logical proofs are mentioned to prove the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter we heard Surah Luqman. And Surah Luqman is named after Luqman al-Hakim. There is difference of opinion amongst the Mufassirin whether Luqman was a Nabi or not. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma's view, he says, Kana abdan salihan. Luqman Hakim was not a Nabi, he was not a messenger of Allah, but he was a righteous person and somebody who Allah had given deep knowledge and wisdom. وَلَقَدْ أَعْتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. Allah says, we gave Luqman hikmah, wisdom, deep knowledge. And the first command or the first dictate of that knowledge was, أُشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that that person who has wisdom, that person who truly has knowledge, then he is that person who recognizes and understands the hand that is feeding him. A person has knowledge in this world, he is regarded to be an intellectual and educated person, but he doesn't recognize who is giving him all these bounties that he is enjoying, then this is not really called knowledge. So Allah says, we gave him this hikmah, this wisdom, and the first dictate is, ushkur lillah, be grateful to Allah. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Then Allah clarifies that in various verses Allah exhorts us to show gratitude to Him. A person may think that Allah is in need of our appreciation, of our shukr. So Allah says, that person who makes shukr, then this is only to his own benefit. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. And that person who will make nashukri, he is ungrateful, then remember Allah is ghani, Allah is independent, Allah is not in need of your praises. Hamid, Allah is praiseworthy himself, he doesn't need you to express gratitude towards him. Thereafter Luqman Hakim advises his son, and very beautiful advices that he has given, quickly we'll go through it. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. Allah says, remember when Luqman said to his son, whilst advising him, that, oh my beloved son, لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. Here Mufassirin explain that especially when a father addresses his child, what is the manner that he should address him? On one hand, Luqman could have said, يَا إِبْنِي, oh my son. But he chooses a term of endearment, of love, of affection. يَا بُنَيَّ, oh my beloved son. This is to show the child that he has compassion for him, he has love for him, he has his best interest at heart. The child will now also feel more receptive and be willing to listen to the advice of his father. And thereafter he starts, or he begins with the most important advice, La tushrik billah, O my beloved son, do not associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he doesn't just give the command. Sometimes we find his parents, it's not the intention to go into the details of nurturing children, but we find that as parents sometimes we command our children or we say things to them, and when the child questions, he wants to know the reason or the wisdom behind it, then the parent becomes angry, he shouts at the child that you have no business questioning me, you do as I say. So yes, there are times where the child needs to learn that he must just listen without questioning, but many a times, especially when it comes to aspects of deen, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here we are taught that explain to the child, teach him the wisdom, teach him the logic behind it. You will be surprised at how he will understand, how he will grasp the concept that you give to him. And this will then assist him in fulfilling your command. So he explains to his child, why should you not associate partners with Allah? Inna shirka la dhulmun azeem. That associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great oppression. Ulama have explained the word dhulm means wad'u shay'i fi ghayri mahallihi. A person takes something and he places it in the wrong place. So somebody takes his shoes and he places it on his head, we'll say this is zulm. You are oppressing yourself. Why is shirk regarded as zulm? Because a person is taking his obedience, his ita'at, his worship, which he is supposed to place in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is now taking this obedience and worship and giving it to somebody else. So this is the greatest act of oppression that a person can commit in this world. Thereafter Allah says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ, that we commanded man with regard to his parents, that he should be kind and treat them with love and care. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنًا. Again, Allah gives us the reason for this, that his mother bore him in such a condition that she became weaker and weaker and weaker. Her entire body went through many changes. She lost her strength, she lost her appetite. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَمَيْنَ. And after she delivered this child, it wasn't over, but then for a period of 2 years, she had to breastfeed the child. So Allah says, although you are not supposed to associate partners with me, somebody may think that I cannot obey anybody besides Allah. Allah says, no, ushkur li wali walidayk, that you obey me, but you obey your parents as well. Ilayya al-masir, and your return will be to me. But thereafter Allah clarifies that when it comes to my obedience, this will supersede the obedience of your parents. Wa in jahadaka ala an tushrika bi ma laysa laka bihi ilmun fala tuti'huma. Allah says, if your parents force you to associate a partner with me, to do some action that displeases me, then do not obey them. You are not required to obey them. لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that there is no obedience to any person in this world if it involves disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet despite this, despite Allah clearly telling us don't obey them, they give you a command where you have to associate partners with me, disobey me, don't obey them. But Allah then says, وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, that still live with compassion, with care and with kindness in this world. Still treat them in a good way. In other words, here we understand a very important point, something for us to take note of, is that perhaps we may not agree with the views of each and every person, especially when it comes to our seniors, our ulama, the mashayikh. Then perhaps a person has some alim that he has trust upon, and he takes advice from him, he follows his particular teachings, and he may not agree with others, but this does not mean that he should not have respect for everybody. Allah teaches us the difference between ittiba, between following somebody, and ihtiram, having respect. You may not have to obey or follow the teachings of each and every person, but it is still absolutely imperative, important, that a person respects his seniors and those above him. And thereafter Allah gives us a very easy solution. If a person wishes to obey his commands, Allah says, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Follow the path of those who have turned towards me. In other words, this path where a person seeks to reform himself, he wants to gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the recognition of Allah, he wants to become an obedient slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is a journey that is very difficult for a person to undertake alone. It is a very long journey, a very difficult journey, and if a person attempts to traverse or to travel on this path alone, then chances are he may be misguided. He won't find his way to his destination. So Allah says, follow the path of those people who have turned to me. You have role models, you have ulama, you have leaders. Turn to them, take their advice, follow the example they have left behind for you, and you will find your way to your destination. Thereafter he advises his son that whatever action you do, whether it be small or big, and no matter where this particular action or this particular thing may be hidden, it may be in a rock somewhere, it may be somewhere in the heavens, somewhere in the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will produce and bring it forth on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, be conscious with regard to what you do and what you say. Thereafter he tells him, O my son, establish salah, command with goodness, prohibit from evil, wasbir ala ma asabak. And thereafter, Luqman al-Hakim understands that when a person turns to Allah, he obeys Allah, and he begins changing his life, and he begins commanding with goodness, and forbidding from evil, then he will hear, or he will have many challenges, he will have people who will tell him things, he will hear a lot of complaints, he will hear nasty comments, so he advises him, wasbir ala ma asabak, that you have sabr over whatever difficulties come to you in this path. You have sabr, you have patience. Inna dhalika min azmi al-umur. This is something that requires great determination and resoluteness. And finally, he advises him with regard to his social conduct. He says, O my son, la tusa'ir khaddaka linnas. Don't turn your face away from the people. After the advices he has given that you should obey Allah, don't make shirk, establish salah, command with goodness, it's natural that a person may develop some pride within himself, that I am an obedient slave of Allah, and there are others who are disobeying Allah. So he cautions him that don't turn your cheek away from the people. Mingle with the people. Go and speak to people. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. And don't walk in the earth or in the land with pride and arrogance. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah does not like those who are arrogant and proud. وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشِيكْ. When you walk, walk with humility. وَغْضُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكْ. And humble yourself as far as your voice is concerned. Speak in a gentle tone, advise people with gentleness and kindness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then take a lot of work for you. So these are the advices of Luqman al-Hakim. Very briefly, Mufassirin explain the tartib or the sequence in which he advises his son that first you worry about your own ibadat, your own belief. Don't associate partners with Allah. Worship Allah alone. Obey your parents. Establish salah. Once you have secured this, then together with that, the simultaneous effort that you have to make is command with goodness. Whenever you find an opportunity to teach somebody some good thing, or to advise somebody, of course, there are different situations, people take your advice or not, then you do this, wanha anil munkar, and you prohibit from evil, and together with that, as far as your akhlaq, your character is concerned, refine your character, make an effort to inculcate good qualities within yourself. This is the sum total of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us in the life of this world. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.